We're on the top of page 12. Finish very much this man, Das Atzmenu. I'm going to skip around a little bit to finish off the concepts here so that next man, Amit Hashem, we'll start what's it called? Das Kseis Rochel. We'll do the next thing. Even if Mashiach comes, by the way, he still has to fix the Midas. Right? There's work to do. We're on the top of Kuf and Vav. We learned last week that we got to a point last week where we started to tie together all the forces that are operating inside a person. The next two prokem are very important, particularly what we're going to do next week. But I want to complete this week what we started last week. We're getting now to the stage where, I repeat again, we haven't started to fix ourselves at all. We haven't started to fix ourselves at all, b'chal, but we haven't even learned how to fix ourselves. And we're still trying to understand what's going on. We got to the point last week where we came to a meeting point where all the forces that are operating inside a person are meeting in the thing called Bechira. All the forces that are operating inside a person meet in a place called Bechira. And we saw last week that very few people have Bechira. Because Bechira doesn't mean a choice between two instincts, right? Right? Bechira is not when you go to a wedding and they offer you, schnitzel or chicken. Or in America they offer you meat sometimes. Right? That's not Bechira, guys. Chachtazeh. He calls up his wife on the telephone to check what she says. What does he say the last time they were in the hall with the meat? Could or not? That's not Bechira. Yeah? That's not Bechira. That's a choice between two instincts. That's not Bechira. So, the emes is, he said last week, we saw, that most of the time these instincts, all these forces that we learned about and all the prokem till now, don't even get to a stage of Bechira. They just operate. A person has to raise himself to a Darga Bechira. It's a very important Nakuda. I mean, there's a whole Avoida to get to Bechira. There's a lot of work to be done. A person just has to know what's going on inside him, what's making him operate. And then there's an Avoida to raise yourself up to a Darga of Bechira, as he explains. Zoi Dugmo Kitzayinus. I'm a Kufman Vav, I'm in Beis. Kufman Vav, I'm in Beis here. Zoi Kufman Vav. This is an extreme example of what he said last week, that a person lives his whole life without Bechira at all. Aval, but when we look into ourselves, nivochach, we will see clearly, ki pa'amim nidiros, it's very rare, pa'amim nidiros moi, it's very, in very rare occasions, anu mishtamshim b'koyach ha-Bechira, do we use the koyach ha-Bechira? Ha-reshos nesuna, you have the ability to use the koyach. But practically speaking, our natural reflexes and instincts rule over us. The way you were brought up, you'll see, by the way, when you get older, in my age, for example, there are things that I see some habits. With the way you were brought up, you can't do it another way. When you're young, you don't think that. When you're young, you're convinced that everything your parents do, you'll do the opposite when you get older. You're convinced of that. You'll see when you get older, you're all gay, you're all aging, yeah? You'll see that you'll get married, you'll have houses, and you'll see that your wife comes and does something the opposite. You'll have a natural reaction to that, how the way it should be done. It's about an Irish kid, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make it that way, it's like an Irish kid. But you'll see that chinuch creates habits and creates instinct. By the way, I didn't say you should throw dishes about it, anything, or say anything about it. You should know that it's going to happen. You'll see chinuch creates instincts inside you. That's one thing. Chinuch, what else does he say? Herigol v'negias, all types of objectivities, all types of negias that you have. Hain, b'achros ha-gorolos b'chaim, sai, when it comes to critical decisions in life. Hain b'achros ha-ktanas yom-yomis, in small day-to-day decisions. V'ayi b'chiru, so where does b'chiru come in? Rabbeinu Yehina poiser mevuchazer. Rabbeinu Yehina answers this complication for us. U'kaisiv b'shar tshuva gimel yodzayim the following. Vida, you should know, quote, k'maylus el-yainis, all the higher milus nimsru were given over to Klal Yisrael b'mitzvah saseh in the form of mitzvah saseh. Kamoi milus bechira shenemar b'char to b'chaim milus talmud Torah u'milus lechas b'darchei Hashem lechtechobay milus is boinim b'kadlus Hashem milus zikron chasodav is boinim b'hem u'milus hakadusha milus avoyda milus ayira milus avam milus advekus b'chalachas mehena kamadargus. When he brings down the lists of the fundamental of the milus that he has to acquire, he says one of them is b'charta, which is a mitzvah saseh. Mevor mizeh, shteit mevor shem b'ni yonah, ki ha-b'chira, the thing called b'chira, einenu klal v'klal lechem yoymoy haruchani shel adam. It's not a person's daily bread, spiritual daily bread. He meha milus ha-elyonis, it's from the dargis ha-elyonis. It's equivalent to avas Hashem. Asher ha-adam tzorich lamo kidei lahasiga, that a person has to work hard to attain it, to be masig it. And it's not less than Ava, Yira, Dveikus. Asher Pashadu Borer, that's clear to everybody. K'niyasan, Oylil Adam B'Torech Rav. The acquisition of Ava Hashem, the acquisition of Yira Hashem, Avada, causes a person to pay a very high price for it. Is Bechira is included in that. Ono Yechayim Luskois L'Bechira. We could be zeicha to acquire bechira. L'chein anu chayim l'kenais, then we have to acquire it. L'chein bechira he yisoyed haschar v'aynish. And that's why bechira is the yisoyed haschar v'aynish. If a person would have it naturally, then there wouldn't be any schar v'aynish for it. Amanu v'zeh, therefore, he says, al yisoyed gadol b'chochmos achinuch shel azulas v'shel atzmeinu. We have now established a very big yisoyed in educating other people and ourselves. Yesh l'siyachas al kol adam, we can take for granted and relate to every person kilu ein lebechira, that he's not a bal bechira. Uki ilu him muchrach aydei tivov, he is forced, quote unquote, through his instincts, chinucha, his education, hergelov, his habits, v'nigiyosov, and his nigiyos. He's saying something shocking over here. He's saying that the same way a person understands that avas Hashem, you're not born with it, you have to horva over it. Yiras Hashem is something you have to horva on. And if you don't hover over it, and you don't learn Musar, and you don't work on it, you have it, you lose it, you have it, you lose it. Bechira is a darga, it's a maila el yoyna that a person has to work on to acquire. Shteta is something very scary. We always live under the impression that our battle is the truth between good and bad. That's the harkosha we live in. We live under the shadow of that impression. That the battle of our life is to choose between good and bad. And what he's tying is, and what Rabbeinu Yehoshua is tying is, that we're way before that. First, a person has to bring Bechira into his life. That you're faced with a real choice between good, a choice between good and bad. And you got to the point of making a choice. Bechira means that I weighed the good, I weighed the bad, I said what's Kedai for me, what's not Kedai for me, and I chose. That is a kinyan that a person has to raise himself up to bring that into his life. Now, how many decisions do we make in that oifen? Very few. Which means that most of our lives we're not even getting to the darga of bechira, we're not even getting to the purpose that a person was created in this world. Look in the skip down to the second paragraph from the end. The Ramchal and everybody else said that the basis of all avodas Hashem is a person's bechira. Because everybody agrees that the only thing that has meaning in a person's existence is the fact that he has the right to choose between good and bad. If he wouldn't have the right between choosing good and bad, Ramchal, Derech Hashem, all the Sfarim speak about, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person with the right to choose between good and bad in order that he should be able to earn Olam Haba. So everybody agrees that the basis and the foundation and the aleph beis and avodas Hashem in our etzem existence is the right to do bechira. Ach mizek, says the mechaber, hishtarsha tfisa, is because of that became rooted the understanding etzel hamoinam etzel everybody kilu kol adam b'chem b'fayu b'chol ma'aseh b'chol achra. So everyone took on for granted that every person chooses in every action that he does in every decision. V'zoy toyz gemur, a complete mistake. V'loy zibuvad, not only that, el she'en lanu lismachav b'chira, saying we can't even rely on our choices. The Torah says, don't have a lot of wives, because you'll be also libcha. I'll have a lot of wives and I'll be also. He said, I'll be able to choose, I'll be able to control, and he was nichshal on it. He says, don't worry, I'll make the right decision when the day comes. He didn't make the right decision when the day comes. Skip down top paragraph, Kuf Nun Zayin. Hamifna hamachriya b'chayenu, the ikar turning point in our life. Chal happens berega in the minute. Sheba oifik b'chiraseinu, on the horizon of our b'chira, moifia appears, she'ifa ruchnis, a spiritual she'ifa, oihana ruchnis, or a spiritual pleasure, ki goyrim mischare, as a competing cause or a competing force. Im she'ifa is b'hanaz gufnis. What is b'chira? B'chira means that you've raised yourself up to the level that into the horizon, into your vision of the choices, in the array of choices that are in front of you, there's a competition, there's a fight, there's a race between she'ifas v'hanas gufnias, which come from all the 7, 6 prakim that we learned till now, each one, and opposing that is a hana ruchnias, is a she'ifa ruchnias, and there's a fighter, and there's a tug of war, and there's a debate, which is better, which is kedai, what's going to be. That's b'chir. Anything less than that is not b'chira. B'rega sh'anam afchinim, the minute we understand and we feel seichel v'kedusha, that seichel, which is spiritual, kedusha, holiness, yuchoylim loseis tainuk, they could give pleasure. V'anam argishim gamas ahevdol ben hanor gashmes v'hanor ruchnis. B'rega zeh, in that second, oimedes b'nekudas hamoiked, now at the center of the issue is ani hayidia. Then I know the idea ki adam l'niver el as anigal Hashem v'lahanes mizif shchina asoy ki zehu hatayne gamita v'idun hagodam mikol leidunet shicholam imotze. When a person has that idea in his head, then he's arrived at bechira. Now begins the battle to choose right and to choose wrong. But until he has in front of him the idea of ha'adam l'niver el as anigal Hashem v'lahanes mizif shchina asoy ki zehu hatayne gamiti. Until he doesn't have that as a serious, viable, real option in front of him, he's not a Baal Bechira. And on a very, very high level, you don't exist. So now I'm going to end on something very important, and maybe it's the most important thing I said the whole Zman. I said a lot of important things here. I mean, I didn't say anything. The Rebbe said. What's the most important thing that I can tell you this month? What am I going to say? What am I going to say now? And maybe it's the most important thing you ever hear in all your years in yeshivas. Rabbi Wolf? What?
I'm waiting for this one.
You're waiting this one, huh? I didn't disappoint you till now.
No.
Right? Say?
No one makes decisions for you.
I want something, that's not a reason to come to yeshiva. I'm going to say something which is very important. If you don't learn Musar, you're not a Baal Bechira. Because Musar puts in front of you the choice. Musar puts in front of you Ha'adam l'niver al-azanig al-Hashem v'l'anas v'ziv shchin asay. Musa puts in front of you the other choice. Musa puts in front of you the fact that there, any Musa you're going to learn, it'll open up any sefer. Whether it's a Michtav Meliyo, or it's a Chaim Finlandis, or Sechaim, or it's a Misil Sesham, or it's a Chavis Avos, what's the message behind all of it? That there's a Rabbi Hashem who created the world for a purpose other than eating pizza, correct? That's the choice. So without Musa, a person's not a Baal Bechir. A person's a horse. If Bechir means that I have my instincts and my drives and my midas and my kin and my type and my covenant and all the forces that we had till now, but all that's not bechira, all that's nothing, all that's like a horse, all that's instincts. And bechira means that I have in front of me as a real option, by the way, we haven't yet made the decision yet, right? But as a real option, I have in front of me ruchni yizdika, pleasures, ruchni yizdika, shifas, as an option to choose, not just as a vague thing that you know exists. That's not bechira. I want to stress something very important. Bechira is not that when you did an aveira you felt guilty. A guy does an aveira, right? And he feels guilty, he knows he's going to get Gehenna 67 degrees Celsius. Right? That's not bechira. But you never had in front of you an option to do the other thing. You never created that option. on an intellectual level, it doesn't exist in front of you. That's not called Bechira. Everyone thinks they do Bechira because they feel bad and do Avera. So they think that because they know they're doing something wrong, that's called Bechira. I did something wrong and I knew that I was wrong. That's not Bechira. But there never was a battle. There never was a choice. There never was a decision-making thing. There never was a weighing of it. There never was a real option in front of you the other way. Bechira means that there appears on your horizon, on your screen, a real option. And that's only with Musar, because a person naturally doesn't have that option in front of him. It's not his natural option. So if a person doesn't live Musar, he's not a Baal Bechira. And you'll never, a person can live his whole life, you'll never get to Matthew. Guilt trip you'll have. Because you heard in first grade that there's a Baruch Hashem, you heard in second grade that you shouldn't do this, you heard in third grade you shouldn't do that. But Bechira you'll never have. And without living Musar, a person's a horse. A person doesn't have Bechira. You don't have the choices in front of you. And when Rabbi Yehonah says that Bechira is a milo which has to be acquired. How do you acquire Bechira? We're not talking about making the right choice. How do you acquire Bechira? You acquire Bechira by being amal to put in front of you the choice. Remember, we're not talking about acquiring the right decision. We're talking about acquiring the etzem coming to Dargo Bechira. Ma'il el-Yoyin is Ma'ilas ha-Bechira. He doesn't say Ma'ilas doing the right thing. The right thing is everything. Torah is the right thing, and Lech Tebedroch is the right thing, and Avos Hashem is the right thing, and Zichron Chaz is the right thing, right? Ma'ilas ha-Bechira, the etzem putting yourself in a state of Bechira. A person who doesn't learn Musar is not in a state of Bechira. You can go a whole day and do 20 things and know you did the wrong thing, but you never had Bechira. You were like a magnet, pulled. You never had a real choice. And it's a do or die thing. Is that the most important thing you ever heard? It's possible by you. What? And without that, a person has no Bechira. A person doesn't exist. He doesn't live. He explains a little bit more. Perek Shmini. He got into Lagdara Sani. We came to the Hagdara of what the word me means. This is the highest of the Kaychas. If we're close, we're coming close. We're not yet finished our survey of the Kaychas that are in a person. This Kayach. It's a koyach that a person has to choose. This koyach is the highest and most powerful of all the choices. Because, why is it the most powerful one? It's the, out of all the forces that we saw in our survey till now, it's the one that's going to lemaisa do or not do. That's why it's the highest koyach. Ulam reinu, but we saw, kitushas hana vitzah v'harotz and heim instinctum. Pain, pleasure, and willpower are instinctual. Habechira, but Bechira koyach achamurvoy has another koyach achamurvoy. Das. Habechira ain't a teva ba'adam. Bechira is not second nature. El amayla to amayla. Amayla perusha shenikmes b'das. How does a person acquire something which is outside of your instincts? That's das. Emor me'ata. So we'll say it like this. Hani hu kinyan atzim ba'adam. Hapoyel etz a yelad ve'etel adam bilti atzmoy kamat rakbo even instinctivi. So when a person says the word I want, I will, I'm doing, it's an instinct. The word has a meaning. The ring of the word I is an instinct meaning. Meaning my instincts want. Who's you? You want. Who's you? Who's you? What do you mean? Me? Right? Who's you? You means your instincts took into account all the factors which the meat has brought to you. And you is your pain, pleasure, instinct factor decided it. That's you. That's very, very insulting what he's saying, but that's the truth. Acharei shetoyis v'ba'adam das, after a person got das, b'koichel yis b'echer, you can then choose. B'zeh mis'al ha'ani, through das, a person raises the ani, the me up, v'imo ha'adam kula b'echer machriya in a decisive way. Das he alos ani. Das is the raising up of the me. Hapoil ko amr bo ifin kamat instinctivi. The me in a person operates usually in an instinctual way, and it takes the me, myself, al toich ha'akara v'yi idea brua. It takes me into the world of consciousness and clear knowledge. What it's saying is that what we're talking about over here is not a Zaytik Azach of Musar. We're talking about taking you from a person who's being run by instincts to a person who's being run by conscious decisions. That's the difference between night and day. That's the difference between a behemoth and a mensch. Skip to Kufnun Tes. Kufnun Ches and Kufnun Tes, he speaks about, again, about midas and how hard it is for a person to paskin to know which midas to use and how much to use. Look in the second, after the three stars, Adam Korvet al Atzwe. A person is a korv to himself. Ein oid meshuchad, there is nobody more bribed, me'asher Adam klapi Atzwe, more than a person clapping himself. And it's constant escaping and running away from seeing the truth. And if he's able to raise himself above all his negiyos, what's the primary negiyos that a person has? Nobody wants to look bad. Nobody wants to look bad in their eyes. It gives them a bad feeling. It's also pain. It's the biggest negiyos. So a person runs away from looking at the truth. If he's successful in raising himself above all his negiyos, look at a beautiful sentence he says. He's the dayin and the neshem of asachas. He's the dayin. He's also the, what's the word in English for neshem? The what? Not the one guilty neshem. No, not the prosecutor. Defendant. He's the judge and the defendant at the same time. You have to wear two hats at the same time. At the same time you're the judge, at the same time you're the defendant. Begila mashigil, if you reveal what you reveal, Hutzarach lios muchen lezazum, he has to be ready for a big shake-up. Kishanam agil amidam mushchasas, when we find in ourselves amidam mushchasas, for example, a person does a bad thing made on lachaveira. It happens occasionally, everybody does a maitha shchosa. What's a person's gut reaction? I'm a mushkes, or is a person's gut reaction a million terutzim? On umenasim l'taretz atzmenu, we answer ourselves up. We find emphasis. We love the atzmenu l'kafskos. Ubein efsharus oyd l'chafas hashchasenu. And when we're not able to cover over our mushkoses, on the we go into depression. Both those reactions of going into a depression or covering over are all results of negiyas that a person doesn't want to grapple with the truth. If a person were prepared to grapple with the truth, he would say, okay, this is what I am, now let's fix it. Not only negative things. On a near term, we are afraid, we're afraid to establish that we have good midas and we have kishrinus. Im nakir behen, why not? We have a negiyas. If we're going to recognize that we have kechus, it's going to be mechayev us to develop them, to use them, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lalos, lahasik, to attain. And then we're going to be raised up and better than our friends around us. And our biggest drive is to be like everybody else, not to be a show-off baliyah b'maisim. In our imagination, in our fantasy world, onu mishtash and mitziri gadlus as far as we think of ourselves as big gedolim. Ama mikvias milos amitias onu mischamkin. But from real milos that we need to do something about, we run away from. Ein lischamik, don't run away. Ein lishkoya bedikoyin al hashchosa, don't go into a depression. Ein lihirosa migilu milos, don't be afraid of revealing good milos that you have. Komuvin gam ein lishgoyis behem. Don't be a bagaifa. Hara niten latakin. A person can fix the bed. V'hatoiv niten, and the good was given b'chdei latakin, in order to fix the bed. Zoisu avod desenu. That's our avoda. Final paragraph for today. Very important. A little psychology. Roiv midesenu hiskap shu b'yal desenu. Most of the way we look at the world and most of our midas collected themselves together, were established, gelled. The Al-Dusani when we were children. For example, patterns of behavior in a person really change from childhood to teenage to adult years. The guy who's a tense guy who gets angry stays angry, and the guy who's a nebuch stays a nebuch. It's very rare that people change. Most of the midas and most of the way we look at things develop when we were children, our outlook on the world and the way we use our midas, and it stays that way. Kashra seichel misbager ba'adam, when a seichel, when a person's intellectual part becomes an adult, in parentheses, that's when the seichel was printed, but it's gone up since then. Humaytze lefanav, it's somewhere in the middle 20s. Humaytze lefanav tchunois umidois megubashes. When a person's intellect kicks in, he finds in front of him a whole set table already. It's very interesting stuff. A little kid doesn't have seichel, right? When does a person have seichel? You all remember when you were 10, 11, 12, you didn't have seichel then. But your midas are busy working. Kinna, taiva, kas, that, yeah, because they're instincts. When your seichel finally kicked in, whenever any of your seichel kicked in, and most of you, all of you, have seichel, the ones I know at least, because the other ones also, anybody comes out of the door and seichel, yeah, you all have seichel, right? Think about it for a second. You're saying something very profound. You all remember when your seichel kicked in, more or less? No? You remember? What? He's still waning. I will. Maybe you married your Asa. It doesn't make a difference. Aber everybody knows that Rabbi remember when your seichel kicked in? What? You remember? It was a long time ago, right? Yeah. Yeah. He's saying something very profound. You all remember the day when your seichel kicked in, it wasn't so long ago. Yeah? The day that your seichel kicked in, it didn't come into a vacuum. We start from scratch. He's saying something very interesting. Your seichel comes into a matziv where there's a full table set there already. He says something very interesting. Look in the parentheses. Asher alkei nikra haseichel b'koheles yeled miskein v'chocham. What's the Yetzer Hara called, by the way, remember? What's the Yetzer Hara called in Koheles? Melech zokein uksil. Why is he called a zokein? Yetzer Hara is called a zokein because he's been around since day one. He's an old man. You get to your bar mitzvah, there's an old man comes along and schleps along also. That's the Yetzer Hara. He's been around already. The Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Toiv / Seichel is called Yelid Nizkein. He's a little Nebuch Yeb wife. When he turns up, he already has this Alta Zeta there, the Yetzer Hara, the Kin, the Taiv, the Kas, is already. It's not like that when a kid turns 17, 18, 19, 20, and his Seichel starts to operate, so he say, okay, we'll start the game over again. We'll put the timer back to zero. The Seichel kicks in, and the Kin and Taiv kick in. It's not like that. All the tsaras that you've had since you're 8 years old, Kin and Taiv covered, all the things that make you tense and make you angry, and all the problems you have, and all the jealousies you have, they're there. The Seichel comes, Nebuch Yelid Miskin V'chochem. He's a Chochem, the Yelid, but he's a Yelid and he's a Rachmanis. Haroitzel Ladas Atzma, if you really want to know yourself, Al Nocha, improperly, Mukhruch Ladas Yaldusa, go back to your childhood. It's very hard to know ourselves now because we're very complicated. We have Seichel and we have Kin and we have Tavid. Go back to how you looked in P1A. You have a picture of it? First grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. For those of you who went to school. Yeah, and if you look back at those years, then there's a very clear picture, by the way, because you're not complicated then. What were you then? What were the things that bothered you? What were the fears that you had? How many of the fears are you still carrying from second grade till age 23? How many of the things that make you nervous are you carrying? In different forms, obviously, you understand? But it's the same thing. Haroitza ladas atma alnochen mucham ladas yaldusay. Hamaranim b'zichreinov, if somebody will refresh his memory, mischak of his games, v'dimyoynes of harishainim, and your first fantasies, hascholesa b'machshov, v'mismatzes b'ayilim, and your first going out to the world, pchod of your fears, avoys of the things you liked, b'shneis chayav harishainim, in your early years, mekabel bazel yodov, he gets into his hands, mafteach ha'ikori l'vias atmoy, that's pretty much who you are. He'll also find out at kama rishme yaldusa, how much childhood impressions mahavim gormim retinium b'chayei napshe adiyem hazeh, how much they act as serious forces in his neshama until today. Now, it sounds like it's a little psychology here, right? So first of all, what he's saying is 100% true. Because the midas kick in a lot early before the seichel, so the midas that you have, unless you were tremendous bal musar when you were 17, 18, and you made a traumatic change in your life, there's no reason why the things that you did in second grade, you didn't stop doing, mechatesi. They developed into more sophisticated things. You got angry about different things, and you were worried about different things. I'll give you an example. A Jungerman told me, I'll give you an example from emotional thing, not from meters, but everybody all is doing the same things. A younger man told me that he saw yesterday in Hamodia in English something which is news here, that there's a bacteria in the hospitals which 30% of the patients who get it are dying from. It's a hospital bug that patients who are very sick who get it, 100 people died of. So the guy told me he didn't sleep all night last night. Now, he's not in the hospital. Hey. He has no chronic illness. The people who die with chronic illness. There's 100 whatever, right? But this same guy, when he was 6 years old, lied in bed wherever he was, and he was worried about that the North Korean nuclear missile is going to land after on his head, even though there's no North Korean, there's no missile. It's the same thing. And if the guy will be in touch with himself, I remember somebody came to me and discussed with me. He was a nervous wreck of mine. You know those people that everything in the newspaper is all directly to them? Everything that's going on in the world is all about them. But so it sounds funny. You're laughing. We're all laughing at ourselves. Right? Because we all have those fears. But the funny thing is the fears don't change. They haven't, unless you work on yourself and you pick yourself up and you grow up. But the thing is, I have chose an emotional thing. I may even know it applies in every area of midas and things. People who didn't have self-confidence when they were young, so they're still fighting to prove themselves when they get older. Just do it because you did it last year, you did it the year before, you did it the year before, so why not? Hey, it worked till now, so you go weiter. And a person lives like that his whole life. There's no reason that you change unless you're going to change it. You're talking about instincts that developed when you were young. You developed them, you went with a certain halach, and nothing changes. To prove that it's not psychology, it brings a shocking gemara, which you all know. Sukkun and Gimel Amarav, look inside. It says over there that by the simplest base of Shoeva, they danced. And what they say? Yesh mehem oimrim. There were those who danced and said, Asher yaldu seinu. Praiseworthy is our childhood, shulei bisha zikunu seinu. Our childhood didn't embarrass our zikunu seinu. Elu chasidim anche maizu. Yesh mehem oimrim, asher zikunu seinu, shekop pras yaldu seinu. Well, the Tshuva said that our old age made up for our young age. Now the tzaddikim said, what does tzaddikim say? That when we were children, Ashri Yaldu Seinu, that what we did when we were young didn't embarrass what we did when we were old. And the Bali Tshuva said, Fakir, that what we did when we were old made up for what we did when we were young. Says the Mechaber Nifla, Hanukuda HaMerkaz is B'Simchus Beis HaShoeva. It comes out that at the Simchus Beis HaShoeva, what was the Nakuda that everybody was busy with? They were weighing the relationship between the periods of life. Hayaldus, childhood, vazikin, old age. Simcha al yaldus imloy bisha, vahakoral al abusha bialdus kishahizatuna kapara. Notice what he was saying was, one thing is clear from the Heilige Chazal in the Simcha Vesemves Amigdash. They were in touch with themselves, they didn't ignore their pasts. There were those who said that our yaldus was a foundation for our sickness, and there were those who said, no, we made dramatic changes in our life. But both of them didn't wipe out the past. Hakara b'lei busha b'yaldus, they both recognize it. Rakshikha v'es almas altehem, but not to ignore the past. Ke'ashacheach yaldusoi, because somebody wipes out his childhood. Kate said, yedav yavin atma, how can he know himself? Says the Pasuk in Tehillim, shas aveinuseinu le'negdecho, Alumeinu l'mor panecha, Rashi, Alumeinu nu'ureinu, l'mor panecha l'mulcha, l'habit b'hem. Haboy reiz borach mabit b'nureinu b'mu arponav, anachu nesalim. Okay. Tomorrow we'll speak out Perek Asiri, which is very, very important. Very important. We'll try to wrap up Perek Acharasa. What?
Not next week.
Is that next week? Next week, Mr. Shem. And we'll try to finish off this section.